नेशनल चैरिटी रेगुलेटर सभी से अपील कर रहा है कि वे इस त्योहार के मौसम में डोनेट करने से पहले सतर्क रहे। इस वर्ष अब तक फर्जी धर्मार्थ घोटालों में सैकड़ों हजारों डॉलर का नुकसान हो चुका है। एक्टिंग ऑस्ट्रेलियन चैरिटीज और नॉट फॉर प्रॉफिट कमिश्नर डेबरा जेनकिंस कहती हैं कि सावधान रहना पहले से कई ज्यादा जरूरी है।
It's more than important than ever to do a quick check of our charity register before donating this festive season. Definitely don't click on links in text and emails. We know people are tugging at the heartstrings. Instead, go to the charity's website and donate there. What we say is be cautious but generous this Christmas. Lots of people have lost lots of money to fake scams, charity scams. We don't want you to get caught out this Christmas. We actually want that money to go to the very deserving charities across Australia. So, as I said, be cautious, but be generous this Christmas.
सुश्री जेनकिंस कहती हैं कि जब लोग थके हुए होते हैं, तो विशेष रूप से वो कमजोर होते हैं।
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission does warn that millions of Australians are vulnerable, and there have been a spate of large-scale both data breaches, but also just scams are prevalent, particularly when people are busy, tired, exhausted. So we do know that it is a risk we need to all be looking out for.
ऑस्ट्रेलियाई फेडरल पुलिस यानी AFP में साइबर क्राइम ऑपरेशंस के कमांडर क्रिस गोल्डस्मिथ बताते हैं कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया साइबर अपराधों में वृद्धि देख रहा है।
People do need to be more vigilant around this time, particularly with the online shopping, which is a really popular way now for people to buy their Christmas gifts and things like that. So in terms of what people need to be aware of and what they need to be conscious of, people need to be really conscious about providing their personal information to anyone you don't know, especially if it's on the back of an email or a text message that you've received. You need to be really, really careful and verify who you're dealing with online before you provide personal information. If you have any doubt on who you're dealing with, you should hang up and contact them through a trusted mechanism.
AFP वर्तमान में अंतर्राष्ट्रीय MR8 अभियान में भाग ले रहा है, जो मनी म्यूलिंग जागरूकता बढ़ाने के लिए है।
And that campaign is a global effort, a global initiative to raise awareness about money muling. What money muling is criminal groups, when they are committing frauds and scams, they often need Australian bank accounts in order to move money that they've stolen from the victims out of the Australian jurisdiction. And so in order to do that, they use money mules, and they're people that they convince to open Australian bank accounts to do those money transfers on behalf of criminal groups. We see a range of scam activity associated with money muling. So people can be tricked into opening accounts as part of a romance scam. So someone that you've got a romantic interest in, or someone that you think is a friend or someone that you're dating.
Shri Goldsmith कहते हैं कि जो लोग घोटालों से प्रभावित हुए हैं, उन्हें आगे आने में शर्मिंदगी नहीं उठानी चाहिए।
If you think you've been a victim of a scam, it's really important that you don't be embarrassed about that, that you report it early. Early reporting is absolutely critical. You can report it to your bank. You can also report it to the police using reportcyber@cyber.gov.au.
वार्षिक साइबर थ्रेट रिपोर्ट 2022 में ACSC को 76,000 से अधिक साइबर अपराध रिपोर्ट प्राप्त हुई, जो पिछले वित्तीय वर्ष की तुलना में लगभग 13% अधिक है। SBS न्यूज से टॉम कैनेटी की इस रिपोर्ट को SBS हिंदी से आपके लिए प्रस्तुत किया प्रियंका हतवर्णे ने।